Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 4 through 11. Brethren, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 16 through 24, and Matthew 22:14. The Lord said this parable: A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time of the banquet he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for all is now ready." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, "I have bought a field, and I go out to see it. I pray you, have me excused." And another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I must go to examine them. I pray you, have me excused." And another said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." So the servant came and reported this to his master. Then the householder, in anger, said to his servant, "Go out quickly to the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in the poor and the maimed and blind and lame." And the servant said, "Sir, what you have commanded has been done, and there is still room." And the master said to the servant, "Go out to the highways and hedges, and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. For many are called, but few are chosen."
Today, the 17th of December, we celebrate the Holy Hierarch Saint Dionysius, who was born and reared on Zakynthos, was the son of pious and wealthy parents Moschus and Paulina by name. In his youth, he entered the ancient monastery of the Strophada Islands, which lie south of Zakynthos, and there he donned the monastic habit. Later, he was appointed Archbishop of Aegina and adorned its throne for a considerable time. Thereafter, he returned to his homeland. One incident in his life especially reveals to what virtue he had attained. A man came to him in desperation, witnessing that he had committed a murder and was being pursued by the slain man's family. He asked Saint Dionysius to give him refuge. The saint agreed to this. Upon learning that it was his own brother whom the man had slain, he said nothing, but concealing the agony of his grief, hid him. When the saint's kinsmen arrived at the monastery, he told them that the murderer had gone by such and such a way. When they had departed, he admonished the man concerning the gravity of his sin, instructed him in repentance, and sent him off in peace, having forgiven him his brother's murder. According to local tradition, this man later returned and became a monk at this same monastery. Saint Dionysius reposed in peace in 1621, leaving behind his sacred and incorrupt relics as a treasure for his fellow citizens.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.